Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is now officially the call-in hour of the Tara Show, which we're going to do at least till Thanksgiving, 9 to 10. You can give me a call. All of the topics of the week that is on the table, 800-905-0989. Agreement is not required, but it does make the host like you better. 800-905-0989 to call in and weigh on and anything. From the week that was, Lee. So what we have now is Zohran Mamdani invited to the White House. He is now more popular with those voters under 30 than Donald Trump.
And hasn't taken office yet and actually ever done anything.
No, which is part of why, right?
Yes.
Governing is hard and they're young. They want things right away. And all of the things Trump promised them that made him so popular with young people, the most popular Republican president in terms of polling approval rating of all time, Republican president of all time with young people, with a 60% approval. And Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen Polling has been desperately trying to warn Republicans they don't understand young people. They're not getting it. We thought, and many articles have been done saying, hey, this is the most conservative generation, 60% approval for Donald Trump. Do you remember me talking about that? How weird and upside down it was that Trump was most popular months into his presidency with people under 30. I mean, that's crazy. It's mainly men driving it. And so Republicans assumed, we assumed, we'd captured a young generation, even if the girls are still about as, you know, liberal, a little more, slightly more liberal than they've usually been historically on average, but the men being so conservative, 14 points above the average. You know, we got them. So Republicans kind of let their hair down. They sleazed in Congress. They figured, well, you know, they love us. We do whatever we want. They read the room wrong. This is not a conservative generation at all. They're a desperate generation. Poll just came out from Rasmussen. Majority support universal basic income, which is the Democrat, well, I should really say the Democrat Socialist of America's way of getting to communism in this country. They support it. Well, how did they vote for Donald Trump then? Are they socialist? No. Are they capitalist? No. They're desperate. They have a 9% unemployment rate, and they're not going to be able to buy a house till they're 40 at the rate we're going, maybe never. And they want someone to listen. You know what's interestingly? When Trump's approval peaked at 60% with this generation, Doge was at its height. Yeah. It upset them, very badly upset them when Doge was suddenly just discontinued and Elon Musk left the White House. So Donald Trump's approval was at 60%, where Zohran Mamdani's is now, and it plunged down to 40. Not good. So that is how he won with the mini landslide. He got those young people. He did really well with Hispanics too. He only lost by 6 points, best performance ever by a Republican. We just had the two races, Virginia and New Jersey. The Republicans there, the governor's race, is lost by 30 points. So this is going in the wrong direction. and it's a fundamental misunderstanding. Zohran Mamdani, for all his flaws, gets young people. And what they want, Mark Mitchell says, is they want a strong man who is willing to go in and bust up the oligarchy. That's what they want. They don't care if it's a socialist, a conservative, a capitalist. They don't care. They want results.
Well, these young voters are anti-establishment.
Yes.
As many young voters always are. But to me, there's hope, I think, for Trump and the Republicans, because this is a very politically pliable demographic. And if it is simply messaging, because with Mondani, there's nothing but messaging here. There's mm-hmm. no there.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's talking in big, broad, sweeping terms about policies, which he's already backtracking on as he is, getting closer to even being sworn into office. And the opportunity is there with the proper messaging to reclaim that demographic.
They want it all burnt down.
Well, yeah.
Is the way that Mark Mitchell describes it. They do not like the corporate control, which I don't either. I've been railing about it for years. I'm not talking about mom and pop corps. I'm talking about the big ones.
Yeah.
They don't like the oligarchy. They are, here's the weird part about them, because we've never seen a generation like this. They're the actually, think about this, 60% approval for Zohran Mamdani, but they are also the group most upset that there haven't been any convictions yet in the deep state. Weird, right?
Yeah, but
yeah.
Those of us that have been around a while, such as myself, have very little confidence that that'll ever happen, because that's what happens with governments, that the people that are really responsible for doing the damage never get held accountable.
No. So they want Trump to knock heads. In their point of view, he's not. And, you know, this is like kind of like when you're young, you want everything right away right now. You don't understand. It's hard to do. And everything they want, I think, is coming. I mean, you see that Atlanta Fed report this morning. Those are incredible growth numbers. 4%, that, wow, we just don't see that anymore. Yeah. And you know, they're taught 4.1% coming, $21 trillion in investment, $3 trillion already under Trump. I mean, all of this is coming. One of their big beefs with Trump, this is the weirdest thing. Trump right now, in both the Fox News poll, which hates him. Fox News has a pollster that hates Donald Trump. It's a very liberal pollster. And the Rasmussen polling shows Trump's getting the highest marks pretty much ever for foreign policy. They love him. Why? Because they perceive him as a strong man on foreign policy. They absolutely love it. They love when those drug boats go boom. This is a weird generation, right?
Well, you know.
But, go ahead.
I was just going to say there's a whole lot more to foreign policy than what just, you know, blowing up the drug boats in the Caribbean. When you look at the show of strength that the U.S. showed with the defense of Israel from the Iranian attacks, with the bombing of the Iranian nuclear site.
They loved all that.
That actually showed that, when you had a Democrat in office, all they did was talk about power, talk about change, talk, and nothing ever changed. You get Donald Trump in office, some things go boom. And that also influences the talk, and it also means that you'd better listen when the U.S. talks, because there might be bombs after it.
What they're not getting, though, is they're at the same time upset that Trump's, this is in the polling for Rasmussen, that Trump spent so much time overseas, he doesn't seem to be focused on America. And what they're missing, and this is probably just Trump administration has not really explained themselves very well, is a lot of these overseas trips were getting the investment, getting the factories, getting the commitments, where the tariffs were the stick. And the big, beautiful bill and all those new tax rules were the carrot to bring the factories, to bring the jobs. He's doing what they want.
The rare earth minerals that we talk about all the time, because that's the kind of stuff that's going on behind the scenes.
It's huge.
And to some aspect, just on the sidelines, and it's not getting discussed as much, but you're absolutely correct about that, Tara.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is all a part of the whole thing. This and Donald Trump is the whole of government type of president. He is using his economic power, military power, diplomatic power, bully pulpit power, political power to do things to follow up to make America great again. And he's using the, like I said, the whole of federal government that at least what little party has actual control over to try to get that accomplished. I mean, even law enforcement. I mean, if you look at the enforcement of the border, that's part of this too, because that impacts jobs and the economy and the amount of money we spend on the giveaways from the government. All of this and this all has something to do with the economy, and hopefully is going to be, as you're talking about, this is something hopefully first, second quarter, third quarter of next year before the elections that we're going to see a return on the investment on it.
Well, Mark Mitchell's been out there screaming about this, what's in the polls, that Republicans have fundamentally misunderstood their relationship with this young cohort that now loves Zohran Mamdani just the way they loved Trump only months ago. Trump staff had Mark Mitchell to the White House earlier this week, and you can tell their messaging changed on a dime. You can see the result of it. So the good news is they get it. They get that Trump and really screwed up the last 2 weeks. I mean, probably two of the biggest gaffes of his entire political career, coming out and defending H-1B visas. Absolute disaster. I mean, when you just look online right now, his biggest defenders online, very big, popular conservative talk shows, are just tearing him to pieces over H-1B visas because young people hate it. And what's, again, so frustrating, and I've been explaining all week, I actually do know why Trump said it. I think I understand what he was doing. That Donald Trump has the best policy on H-1Bs, bar none of any president in my life. And he didn't say it. That's the crazy thing. Again, he's put a $100,000 application fee for each company on each visa. It used to be $2,500. Yeah. And you pay that fee, and you're still not guaranteed to get it approved. Yeah. So H-1Bs have ground virtually to a halt, as Stephen Miller was explaining. Trump didn't say that. He said the opposite. He was saying, no, we don't have talent. He was talking about one facility in Arizona. Here's what I think happened, Lee. I think Trump doesn't realize he has messaged so poorly his administration, has they just been so busy. And I think he assumed everyone knew that he'd put, you know, the $100,000 fee on, that he has ground these visas to a halt, that foreign student admissions are down. Listen to this, just so far this year, in terms of who's going to be coming to our, you know, campuses, 17% down. I mean, that's fantastic. This is what needs to happen for this young generation to not have 9% unemployment. He's done all this. I think he thought everyone knew. Yeah. And when Laura Ingraham asked him, dude, what are you doing with the visas, right? Yeah. What are you doing? He starts screaming about, yeah, we have no talent. We need to bring him in. He thought everyone knew that. And she must be complaining about the Arizona plant. No. Nobody knows what you're doing, bud.
Yeah.
Nobody does. You didn't tell them.
Well, and unlike the Biden administration, who had a willing media who would correct things and change the narrative for them and, you know, change the stories and the leads and in the headlines to make them look good, Trump doesn't have that. He's got a media, even to some degree, some of the so-called conservative media fighting him every step of the way.
I want to explain this really quickly, okay? So Trump assumes people must be, complaining about H-1Bs for the Arizona plant because he can't imagine what else they're talking about. He doesn't realize he hasn't messaged what he's done to stop H-1Bs, right? So he starts going on about the Arizona plant and how we need talent. Let me explain what's going on there because it's actually friggin' brilliant. And I know this, I am an expert on this because my kids built their whole debate case last year around it. And I helped them build the case. They did the work, but I helped them with it. And we got knee deep into it. I didn't even know this. Okay, here's what happened. Trump says to Taiwan, I'm not defending you from China. Good luck.
Yeah.
Fight them yourself. And the swamp went wild. They went, oh my God, it's crazy. Trump said, unless you move all of your chip manufacturing, the most important stuff we depend on, to the US, your most important chip lines. We don't have that tech. Mm-hmm. Taiwan does.
Yes.
It's so bad inside those Taiwanese factories. They have kill switches to destroy the factories in the event of a Chinese attack so they can't get the tech.
So guess what's being built in the U.S. now?
The factory!
Exactly.
We don't have the tech. That's what Trump was trying to say. And Lee, this has been the deal with this with the Taiwanese since the first Trump term when he said, okay, you can own the factory. Cool, that. We don't care. But you're going to have to employ Americans. And the deal was you will come here. You will give us the tech. You will train your replacements, i.e. American workers, which is awesome reversal of, you know, what everybody hates, right? Americans training their replacements. No, the Taiwanese will train their American replacements. We'll put the factory here, and then we'll protect you from China. And they did it. It opened 3 months ago.
We engineered and developed all this stuff to begin with. This nation created all of this, and then we allowed it to be exported out overseas for cheap labor.
Yeah. So when Trump goes on Laura Ingraham and she's complaining about visas, he knows they're barely issuing any. I mean, H-1Bs are all but done right now, right? Because of the fees are so high, nobody's paying them. So he assumes Laura Ingraham is talking about the Arizona plan. He's trying to explain it, but he should have done it the way I just did. And explain, no, we actually don't have that tech, and the fastest way to get it is to get the Taiwanese to train us directly how to make us. We literally don't have workers who can do it. That's what he's talking. He's talking about that one plant. But by the way, that plant is not a plant, okay? It's billions of dollars of chip manufacturing that's now going to be on our shores for the first time in decades. It's amazing. The whole thing is a misunderstanding, but boy, is it a mess. So I hope he gets it straightened out. I hope young people can understand. But anyway, that's why he's meeting with Zohran Mamdani today. He's acknowledging the future, the fight for the future is between him and Zohran. Sadly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.